may not believe the way you do, but I got to give you credit for sticking to it for 43 years.
43 years you've been saying that
Betsy Ross?
That's about Jesus.
I'm getting ready to make a flag.
Oh, good.
And it's got the lighthouse.
Oh, we
Statue
got one
of Liberty.
Here.
Okay.
Two hearts and the Liberty Bell.
I think whenever we have.
Right.
What do we refer to you as when we if you are the bride of Jesus?
Well, some people call me Jesus. Some call me JC.
Can I call you Mrs. C?
Some call me Mrs. Christ, Jim. Yeah.
Mrs. Christ.
Mrs. Christ. Hi, Mrs. Christ.
The wife of Jesus.
Well, this has just been the first in a segment of calls on our show called Let's Call Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we're glad that we got a hold of you in Blue Hill, Maine.
Right.
Thank you for...
You live in Blue Hill?
You don't want any material sent to you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Please.
Hold on.
You're going to talk to... we run a youth outreach ministry here on the show, and you're going to talk to a girl who we just took off the streets just a couple of weeks ago. She's had a life of nothing but prostitution, but she's turning it around now. Her name is Beth Ann McBride.
She's a good girl.
She's been with thousands of men, but she tells us she's ready to turn over a new leaf.
I'm sure you'll enjoy speaking with her. And thank you, Mrs. Christ.
And don't worry, whatever she's got, you can't catch it down the telephone.
Mrs. Christ?
Yeah, I mean,
thank you so much.
You can't get rid of me that easy.
Thank you so much for being with us.
A lot of people have tried, believe me.
Right. Okay, Jesus.
All enjoy your supper.
70. Hope it's not her last.
Last supper. Yeah. Thanks. Hold on, Jay. Hold
Jay.
On. There you go.
That's right. Terrific. And
okay, well.
Boy, when I go on my little summer vacation,
you know where that town is?
Yes, I do. I know that town well. That's very close to, you know.
Is that a small town?
It's a very small town.
Do you think she has a lot of cats?
She does. I bet you can't even get through the front yard without stepping on one.
Rob, they're called disciples.
I will continue this on tomorrow's show as we try to get closer to Christ.
Wow.
Maybe we'll call her husband or we'll call another one of the guys. You know,
he's in Brooklyn.
There is a Jesus Christ in Atlanta as well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but there's only one Mrs. Christ, and we got her today.
All right, thank you. JC, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tonight,
this is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity.
Yeah.
The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. And have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room. Rated X for adults. From Independent International.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I had it up to here with the likes of you people.
Here to shepherd you through your afternoon, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. www.donandmikewebsite.com. Official website for our show, and every day in the month away, May, giving away a trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of FlyEye.com.
And what happens in Vegas stays,
IndependenceAir.com. Don't forget the happy bags when you fly Independence Air. I don't know what's going on at this company. However, I'm reading now about the Jack format that's taken over our station in Buffalo.
Sweeping the nation.
Which is, you know, bad. We've talked about it. If you're still hearing the show in one of the cities that we still broadcast to, you probably don't give a rat's ass. But I just think it's interesting the way that the company still is so afraid of Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, the station in Buffalo has changed to Jack.
Right.
Except for Stern's show. That they're going to keep running his show. Right? Because it's a typical Infinity half-ass decision.
Right, not all the way.
I mean, come on, if you're going to do it like you did in Baltimore, and you're going to blow out the Steve Rouse, who didn't deserve to be fired, but they fired him because they're going to start the new station.
Right.
This station, listen, this has been our hang-up the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. We've had a bunch of stations that we were signed on to because the company was trying to appease Howard Stern. Like, we got a clear in Fresno on an FM station. We got a clear in Austin. We got a clear in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened is these people, they all realize that Stern is leaving sometime between now and the end of the year.
Right.
And they say, well, screw it. We're just dumping everything.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just, you know, what's going on? What do we got to do Listen, we'll never be Howard Stern in this company. We will never be looked at as Howard Stern.
No.
We've never had the success that Howard Stern has had, so I'm not going to get into that whole thing. But it's just friggin' ridiculous to think that a guy who has no ties left to this company except working out his contract can manage to stay on the air during an entire format change in Buffalo. Now, my only point is we ain't going anywhere. We like working here. We're under contract to work here. Mm-hmm. We like being on in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I would imagine if you called Howard Stern and you said, how do you feel about being on in Buffalo? He'd say, probably the way I feel about a pimple on my ass.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a big deal. I'm very surprised.
He wouldn't care, yeah. Which is why I'm...
And it's concerning me now.
I'm pissed to read this. After 6 months as an FM talker, I guess we were on that station when they still played records, right?
Yeah.
It was talk, then music, then talk, mm-hmm. then music. So it's only been all talk for 6 months. Infinity's WBUF Buffalo today became the latest of the company stations to adopt the Playing What We Want eclectic format,
right. 92.9
Jack FM. WBUF had been running a host of syndicated programming since moving to a mix of FM talk and rock. The Howard Stern Show will remain in Morning Drive throughout the remainder of his contract with Infinity. With the change to Jack FM, WBUF drops. Don and Mike, Brother Wheeze, says goodbye to evening host Dom Likas and Loveline.
Mm-hmm.
So, all those shows, including us, get the big screw job mm-hmm. in Buffalo.
But meanwhile, the guy that's, jumping ship.
The guy that ain't going to be here 6 months from now,
right.
and doesn't care.
Right.
And, you know, I know we've said bad stuff about Tom Likas and everything, but I'm sure he's not pleased about this.
No, I don't think so.
Wouldn't think so.
All of these shows, Loveline, Us, This Guy, Brother Wheeze, Tom Likas, we all had numbers going in Buffalo. Here's the difference. We all liked being on this FM station in Buffalo. So what they do is, and it's their sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they want to tear up the radio station and go to the format of the month, Jack FM, that's fine. But why is so afraid of Stern? I mean, if you're going to do it, go all the way and get rid of his show, too. And if
here's what we don't know.
And if you're not going to get rid of his show, then why don't you keep us on, too?
Right. Here's what we don't know. We don't know how far up the corporate ladder this goes. These decisions can come from up top. They can come from the local guy. You never know what the genesis of something like this is. And you know what? Who knows? You might have a guy that flipped this format because he thought it's the thing to do, and he said, well... But I want to have a presence in the morning.
No.
You know, I mean, who the hell knows?
I don't know.
I mean, but it does suck. It sucks because we were having success there.
But it's just more.
And it sucks that we're all getting the screw job, and we are with the company. And meanwhile, you know,
yeah,
Mr. the guy jumping ship,
Mr. Satellite Radio, getting ready to leave.
Loyalty.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And this whole company's got major, major issues.
Huge issues.
With keeping the people that they have that are still working here a little motivated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God, I've understood it the 15 years we've worked here. You know, everything revolves around Howard. That's
right.
Great. He wants to leave. He's leaving. He said he's leaving. They delete out every time he says Sirius Satellite Radio.
Right.
You know, Christ. So what are we doing here in Buffalo? What are you worried about? Are you worried that you're going to get him mad? Because you're going to have to pay his contract either way.
Right.
So what, are you worried that you're going to piss him off? You worried that you're going to piss his listeners off? What, his listeners are more important than the listeners of our show or any other show on that
station?
Well,
I mean, I think we speak with a bigger stick up there because we're talking about afternoon drive there.
It's just ridiculous.
It's the other significant day part, and it's the day part that they just kissed goodbye, even though we had good numbers right there.
And this is a whole phenomenon that we've come to deal with the whole time we've worked at Infinity. I just think...
Every now and then one stops you, though, when you pay attention.
Yeah, and this is one that does. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. This guy's got, what, 2 ratings books left before he leaves? I understand it. You're right. You want to change the format on the station. That's okay. But you're going to keep the talk morning show. Why? Because you're afraid you're going to piss off the guy who's...
A lot of sense.
You know, we still like working here.
Yeah.
We'd like to be on in Buffalo. Why don't you take a tape of our show and play it the next morning in Buffalo?
Right.
Because at least we care about being on in Buffalo.
Right.
And I don't know if Howard cares or not. I'd like to know the deal you got to get when you spend a year on the radio saying how you hate your boss, and then you assign a job to go work at another place, and you spend a year talking about it,
mm-hmm.
and the company that you're leaving, in essence, it's like you're married to one woman, and you say to her, I found somebody who's so much better than you, looks better than you, screws better than you, loves me. I can't wait to leave your ass. And then she says, I'm going to make you the best dinner you've ever had.
Yeah, right?
That's
right.
Exactly what it is.
Good. Good comparison.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
It really, really does.
I mean, I know I'm splitting hairs here.
No, and no, it doesn't. You know, and the bottom line is, and we have to tell our listeners this too, does it affect us personally? No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Not the way things are set up now. But the fact is, it affects us emotionally. And it does because we had a good thing going up there. That was an affiliate that we liked the feedback we got. We liked being on there. It was a big radio station. And they did shoot us all over the area up there in upstate New York. And it also, shot into Canada. And we had those goofy Canadian listeners that called our
stupid friggin' company.
It just doesn't make sense. Does anything make sense here?
No. No, nothing.
I mean, really?
Nothing makes sense.
Is anything logical?
No.
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 And is there any communication?
No.
No.
You were asking how far up the corporate ladder. I'm guessing halfway because that's how we do things.
Yeah.
Halfway.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Halfway.
I mean, I'm...
All right, so we're gonna blow up this whole station, but we're going to keep Howard. Just till the end of the year.
Makes sense.
Because, you know, we don't want to piss him off.
Not.
Because, yeah...
And who knows? And really... Who knows what the mindset was? Maybe that was a directive from corporate. I think it's crazy enough in this environment that might have happened.
All right, but then why is it a directive from corporate? Why are they worried about the guy that's leaving?
That's a great question. Why is the guy that's leaving, it's a mystery to me.
There's a lot of things in this company that are just backwards, upside down, can't make sense, heads or tails of them.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And it's not even as far away as Buffalo. Well, it's as close as right here in River City.
Mm-hmm.
How about this station? How about what's going on here?
Oh, absolutely.
How about what's going on here?
No communication, no idea that the people that are here, what the future holds.
This station, on the other hand, has no problem chopping off Stern's show at 9:45.
Right.
So the junkies can start at 10. Mm-hmm. So there I'm getting a mixed message. Because on one hand, the company says, well, we got to do what we got to do. We're going to cut your show off. On the other hand, in Buffalo, they say, well, we're starting a whole new format, but we got to keep the guy that's going to be leaving in a couple of months.
Right.
Right?
It is so confusing. I don't get it.
Jesus Christ. I had a conversation with Hughes, what I thought was a decent conversation, last week at some point, about having a passion for working in radio and having a passion for working where we work, and how there is really a lack of, not that I'm a rah-rah guy,